Hello, everybody. It's Laura here. And before we get started on today's podcast, I just want to take a moment to introduce you to our incredible special guest who we have on, Jennifer Papaconstantino. So today's podcast is all about hormonal health for weight loss. And if there is one person that you want to talk to when it comes to that, it is Jen. So Jen is one of the top instructors at the Institute of Holistic Nutrition. She's also a certified nutritional practitioner with specialties in metabolic balance, weight loss, and hormonal health for women, as well as she runs a very successful Toronto-based clinical nutrition practice called Heal Naturally Holistic Health. Those are just to name a few things. Jen, she's truly one of my holistic health girl crushes because she focuses on so many different modalities and really is all about healing the body from the inside out, which is so in line with everything that we stand for and we believe at Fit Chicks. The other thing that I'm super excited to introduce you to her for is that she also has just joined our Fit Chicks Academy faculty as one of the instructors who will be co-teaching with me on our upcoming Natural Weight Loss Coach certification, starting January 24th. So that's super, super exciting. So I can keep going on and on about Jen. Like I said, one of my major girl crushes, but I would rather you get to meet her personally and hear from her to really learn about hormonal health for weight loss and how you can really start making changes today to get some awesome results. So with that, I'm going to let Jen take it away.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women, to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. My name is Laura Jackson, and today I am rolling solo. Amanda's not with us, but I'm super pumped because as you could hear from the intro that I just did, we have an amazing guest today. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
I'm working it through the Christmas season.
Yes, we know what that is like. I love your last name. Jen has one of these beautiful long last names, but I always get nervous before saying it, so I'm going to say it slowly. This is Jennifer Papaconstantino.
Perfect.
Yes. Gold star for me. So yeah, so as I'm really excited that you're here with us today because we're going to be talking about a really awesome topic that I know is something I think that the fitness and nutrition industry is really not talking about. And that's about hormonal health, and especially hormonal health when it comes to weight loss. So as I talked about in the intro, you are, you know, one of my mentors. You're also one of the most amazing certified natural practitioners and nutrition practitioners that I know. And you have taught thousands of other certified nutritional practitioners in their process of becoming certified. So I'm really, really excited to have you on. And I know this is going to be a really fun class. I know because I've taken so many classes with you. This is going to be a really fun conversation.
Yeah, we're not in the classroom today. This is different for you.
I know. Now I've got you on the hot seat. But yeah, Liz, I just want to start off by sharing. So how did you get into the nutrition industry?
Well, I've always kind of dabbled in it for about 19 years. And the reason being, so I knew nothing about nutrition and I was a young mother and I had this, you know, I had one child at the time, and my daughter started to get really, really sick. So from the time actually that I started putting her on formula at about 6-7 months, she started to go downhill. So first it was, you know, ear infections, and I was told that was normal for a child. And, you know, then it started to become lots of colds. That's normal for a child, just challenging their immune system. That's what I was always told. You know, the conventional thought process, it's normal. It's good for your kids to get sick. And then she actually started to develop asthma. So her health actually started to decline and the medication started to escalate to go along with that. And by the time she was at the age of 4, unfortunately, she was very, very sick, and I got a call from the school one day saying that she was no longer fit to attend school, meaning that her health had declined to the point where they were not willing to have her at school. And of course, you know, this is in junior kindergarten. So I had never been a sickly child, and I just couldn't understand what was going on. She was on 10 different medications. She was constantly at the doctor, at the walk-in clinic, or the emergency room, or a specialist, and it was like a full-time job with me. So I really got fed up with the medical system. It took me a while to figure it out. So I had to find other options. And that's what led me down the path of natural health. So I didn't understand it at first. You know, I was brought up using conventional medicine. That was my parents' belief system. Even though they came, like, you know, my mom grew up on a Caribbean island, and everything was natural. She lived on a plantation. You wanted lemons, you'd go pick a lemon. But they moved to Canada and they adopted the conventional medical system. So I ventured out on my own and I tried to find my own answers, and that led me down this path. So many, many years later, after, you know, working with diet and seeing the changes in my own family's life and our health issues, and eventually it led to my daughter getting off all 10 of her medications, no longer had asthma, she no longer had eczema, and she built up a good immune system and her lungs got stronger. You know, that's where I ended up studying holistic health and nutrition. And it's been a passion of mine ever since. So I just keep going from there.
That every time I hear that story from you, it still blows my mind, because it's so amazing. I mean, obviously going through such a struggle for you, with your family, but how much, you know, you learned through this process and how it completely transformed the course of your life as well. Because who knows where you would be working now? And you're such an amazing coach and healer that I couldn't even imagine you doing something that was in another field.
Yeah, I ended up in the path that I should be in. I'm very passionate about what I do. I love what I do. My job is not a job. You know, it's a joy every day to walk into my home office and meet people like you and to teach nutrition. And I'm sure that kind of shows in the classroom as well.
Yeah. And that's why, I mean, what we're really here, like our topic today, and obviously what you went through with your daughter is similar, because when we're talking about conventional medicine or we're talking about conventional weight loss or whatever it is, there's usually only one size fits all kind of approach that they go to, you know, and they don't look at the whole picture. And that to me is really what, you know, holistic weight loss is. It's about getting your body in balance in every angle, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, because they all feed into weight gain. So where do you think weight management issues mostly come from?
Oh my gosh. Like from the emotional perspective, you know, it's been said, you know, dealing with weight loss from a holistic perspective, from the emotional perspective, it's been said that you're adding layers to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So emotionally, you know, people need to either be more open or be more in touch with their emotions and their spirit and their body. You know, who are you protecting yourself from? Why do you need these extra layers? You know, from a dietary perspective, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's just, they say that it's hard to lose weight. And yes, it's hard to lose weight if you're out and about and you're not making your food at home and you're not eating right at home. But, you know, it's important in our busy society today to learn to eat right for your lifestyle. So that means managing your time, managing the fact that you're not at home and you're eating out and making healthy choices, even when you know, whether you're at the grocery store or you're at a restaurant or, you know, whatever your lifestyle is suited to. And that's very important too. You know, a lot of people are working shift work. A lot of people are busy moms like myself with four kids, always on the go, taking kids here, there, and everywhere. And I can't tell you how evident I see it when I'm at the hockey arena or I'm in music class with my kids or I'm at cheerleading with my daughter, that it's just so easy to you know, run out and grab a burger with fries and, you know, this is what they're eating because they're not at home, or it's just so easy to snap open and go through the, you know, snap open a lid of something that you've picked up or go through the drive-through, whether it be Tim Hortons or whatever. So it's learning how to strategize basically for your life and what works for you. It has to work for you. And that's all about, you know, part of the holistic weight loss program is making it work for your client. So it's not a cookie cutter approach. You know, it's not just a matter of calories in versus calories out. There's so much more involved in weight loss than that. And that's why a lot of weight loss regimes fail, and they fail especially in the long-term benefits.
That's what I love that you just said that, because that is probably one of my biggest pet peeves at with the fitness industry, because they're still teaching that to people and that they're still selling that in the magazines. And that's what, you know, me, my friends, my nieces, everyone out there is still consuming and thinking that that is how you actually lose weight, is just by, you know, eat less and burn more. When really, you know, if your body is not in balance and it's not healthy and your digestion's not good and your hormones aren't good and your stress levels aren't good, it doesn't matter if you're eating less and burning more. Your body is going to be, you know, doing whatever it can to stay in survival mode. And a lot of times that's holding on to every ounce of fat that you have for some people, you know?
Oh, of course. For sure. Even the other day I was at Costco and I was walking down the aisle where they sell the nuts and seeds. And I saw a gentleman and his wife, and they picked up a bag of almonds, raw almonds. And he looks at it and he says, "Oh my gosh, I've got to put these back. Look at the calories on this per serving size." And he put it back, and my hair almost fell out. It got all crazy. And I actually turned around and I said, "I just wanted to let you know that I'm a holistic nutritionist, and good fat makes you thin. And even though, you know, nuts are very high in calories, which all fat is in comparison to proteins and carbs," I said, it's more pack for the punch, basically, you know, where don't be afraid of the fats. It's actually better to do high fat than high carb. And he actually picked up the nuts and he put them in his cart. And then he came back to talk to me to ask me another question when I was in the next aisle.
You're like, "Job well done. Another converted fat eater." Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I talk a lot about that on the podcast too, because I'm, you know, I see that now. I'm so excited that there is more of a shift, that people are consuming more fats and it's becoming, you know, more mainstream that, like, yes, fats are good for you, but there's still that fat fear for so many people. And I think it's just because as well, like the word fat, like we associate it with, you know, being overweight, but really fat is just a macronutrient. Like that's what I try to tell my clients. Like, I'm always like, don't give it the emotional, like, don't give it power over you. It's just a macronutrient. It's just a word. Like, yeah, it brings up different emotions for everybody. So when they hear, "I'm going to eat fat," a lot of times they think, oh, you know what I mean? Like that whole connection between feeling fat, eating fat, it still comes up, and we got to kind of let that go.
Right.
But yeah. So, okay. Well, one of the main things I want to talk about with you today is hormones, because that is one thing I know that you are an expert in. Also, you're going to be teaching that as part of our upcoming Natural Weight Loss Coach program. So I'd love to give our listeners kind of an introduction to your style, a little bit about what we're going to be talking about in the course, and give them some takeaways that they can start doing today to get their hormones happy for long-term weight loss. So starting off first, anyone, I mean, a lot of, even for me, when I first started studying natural nutrition, when I heard hormones, I thought right away of women in crazy moods. You know, that's, and I think that's a lot of people, they still think whenever we talk about hormones, it's like, oh, women have hormone issues, and they don't even know what hormones actually are. So what are hormones?
Hormones are essentially, they're made from endocrine organs or glands. So we have 12 endocrine glands in our body, and hormones are chemical messengers, which means that they are just created in order to transfer messages around the body.
And so without hormones, then we don't have those transporters, and it's like cutting out the mailman. Then you don't get the message, right? So you don't get the mail. Or it's like playing the game telephone. So hormones, they're made out of proteins, and they just travel through the body and they just deliver messages. So it's our mail delivery system.
So, okay. I love that analogy, the mailman. So what happens when the mailman doesn't deliver the mail? Those hormones are not sending the right messages, or they're out of whack. What does that have to do with, what does that do to the body, especially for weight gain or weight loss?
Especially with weight gain and weight loss, I mean, there are certain hormones that are responsible for whether we're packing on the pounds or whether we're very efficient metabolizers. So we're efficient at burning our fuel for energy. And it's very important to especially keep those hormones in balance in terms of weight loss, as well as, very important for mood, obviously very important for reproductive. But, people who are suffering from anxiety and from depression and from weight gain and from hair growth or hair loss, those are all hormone related as well.
I just find hormones so fascinating. Like, it's so fascinating how our body is constantly talking to itself and you know what I mean? All the processes that are going on, but how easily they can be disrupted and what the aftermath of that is.
Oh yeah. And that's a thing. Like, not only do we have internal hormone disruptors, but we have external hormone disruptors as well. So our environment today with all the chemicals is not conducive to good hormone health.
Well, and that's one thing that I'm really excited to cover in the Natural Weight Loss Coach program, is talking about all of those external disruptors. Because I think, again, there's still that mentality that weight gain and weight loss is just to do with what we put in our mouths and how much we exercise. But that's not the case anymore.
No.
And we're seeing, I mean, I even know, and I believe it was in class with you, we were talking about this this study, and they were showing that people who were drinking out of plastic water bottles were experiencing a harder time to lose weight as opposed to those who didn't. And it was because of all of the BPAs and the toxins that are in plastic that we're consuming so much of, that it's hormone disruptor.
Yes, definitely. Not just the plastics, there's, chemicals in our body products and our beauty products and our, that, and in so many different things that are also hormone disruptors as well.
So when you say hormone disruptor, like for somebody who has no idea what that means, how would you explain that to them?
So basically a hormone disruptor is any type of chemical that can either mimic, which means it looks like very close in chemical structure to, or disruptors, which means it's very antagonistic, okay, or opposing. So chemical or hormone disruptors they basically just go in and they wreak havoc in the system. And they can actually cause our hormones to become out of balance.
Yeah, I find it, so for example, so for something, someone, they're drinking the water bottle, the BPA is the hormone disruptor that goes into the body, and then suddenly your body thinks it has like more estrogen, or it has more,
more estrogen.
It's mostly estrogenic, right?
Yeah, BPA is considered estrogenic, which means that chemically in structure, it looks like estrogen and it can actually act like estrogen. A lot of our conventionally grown dairy products as well, because of the way the cattle are being fed, have endocrine disruptors or estrogen mimickers, basically. So these cattle, they want them to produce more milk. They want them to be nice and fat, and they don't want the meat as lean, and they want them to grow really quickly. And estrogen is a growth hormone. Like, it will form tumors, it'll form fibroids, it'll form cysts, it'll form, so consider anything like that that is a growth to be estrogenic. And so anyone consuming, you know, conventional meat or dairy products, especially in large amounts, are getting a whole host of endocrine disruptors. Basically, they're drinking like estrogen in a cup. Soy is also very estrogenic. Our ancestors would never have replaced meat with an alternative like soy. And so soy, yes, it has phytoestrogens in it, but what is the actual definition of a phytoestrogen? It is any substance or chemical activity with estrous activity, meaning it acts like an estrogen. And so anyone who would be considered estrogen dominant, meaning they already have too much estrogen, should not be consuming things like soy or conventional dairy. And this is also some of the reasons why in clinic we are seeing like 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 8-year-olds with pubic hair that are spotting, that are growing breasts. So this is called precocious puberty. And this has a lot to do with the estrogenic nature of a lot of the products and the substances in our, you know, every day-to-day exposure.
Oh, it's scary stuff.
It is very scary. And sometimes, you know, knowing what we know as practitioners, you just have to turn it off, right?
Yeah.
And not think about it like all day long, because you could make yourself absolutely nuts.
Well, and I also always think when there's something that's scary going on or something bad, but there's always that possibility for change. And there's always, the more we talk about it on things like this and in courses that we're running and getting people starting focusing on not just, you know, wanting to lose weight for aesthetic reasons, but wanting to get their body in balance for long-term health and long-term weight management and avoiding, you know what I mean? Like feeding their children certain things. That is where I think there's so much opportunity to really help people. So it is scary, but that's what I always try to shift my brain to whenever I think about talking about this all the time. Cause it, like you said, it freaks me out and I can get very upset, but I'm always like, no, I need to know this stuff so I can tell other people and help other people.
Right, right. But I mean, you know, here's the thing. If you go to someone's house, like, and they're serving conventional dairy, you don't have to lose your hair over it. There's, you know, there's always room. My mantra is everything in moderation, even moderation.
I know. I always say that after.
You can't avoid exposure completely, but you can minimize it. And that's very important to consider that. So you don't have to be, you know, at this time of year, the Christmas season, going to people's house and be like, you know, a Nazi when it comes to diet and stuff like that. You know, just go and enjoy yourself. But when you go home the next day, you know, don't continue it. And, you know, and that's important for weight loss as well, is to have like, you know, this 80-20 rule. You don't have to be militant about it. If you fall off the wagon, just pick yourself up and get back on and keep going on your merry way. Just because you have one night that's a failure or 2 days that's a failure doesn't mean you failed on the diet. And the same way when dealing with, you know, these things that we learn about, yes, we know sugar's bad, but you don't have to be militant about not eating sugar. If it's a preference of yours, okay, but you don't have to, you know, kind of be a food snob about it. So, and I try to teach my kids that as well, especially for children. You don't want them to have a bad relationship with food.
No.
And so I have a rule where, you know, on Friday nights, we like to order out, and my friends are welcome to have their children over. And so I try to even teach my children is that when you're doing what's necessary and what's required at home, and you're being very cautious, and you know, you are eating a nice high fiber whole food diet, when you go out to someone's house or you're invited to a birthday party, then you don't have to worry. You can whip it up and enjoy yourself and not feel so guilty about it.
Completely. I think, and everything that you said is exactly what I believe too, because I think that we're also in a society where we've created such a negative relationship with food and with our bodies that it's like you're in this constant state of like struggle. You know what I mean? And I always think nothing can come from a negative place. You have to come at it from a positive place.
Like, I agree with you.
It's like going to do a workout. Like, I'm like, when I go to the gym, if I'm in the mindset of like, God, I do not want to do this workout. And then it's like the whole time I'm there, I can physically feel myself fighting myself to get through it. Whereas I'm like, okay, do a quick mindset shift. Be like, awesome. I'm going to rock this workout. I'm going to have a great day. You know, give myself a pep talk, and it just changes the game. And I also find it's the same with losing weight. Like, when I'm in a place where I'm like, I'm fat, I'm gross, I need to lose weight, I feel disgusting, the weight will stay. Whereas yeah. if I'm in a place where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to do some improvements on myself. I'm going to, you know what I mean? Treat my body good. I'm going to like cut out, you know, the wine, because that's usually my main vice, getting more sleep and all of those things. Then suddenly it's like, no, it's easy to let it go. But if I'm in a negative place, it will not go anywhere.
Right, right. Yeah, the mindset and the emotions are very important as well. And we talk about that in our holistic weight loss course.
Yeah, like that's the thing I love about this course, is because it goes through like pretty much every facet that has to do with weight loss. From like, I know you're going to be talking about the hormonal side and really getting into what hormones are involved with weight loss. And even right now, like if you could just give us a couple that are involved in weight loss, the main ones that we'll be talking about.
Hormones.
Yeah.
So we talk about cortisol levels. So that is connected to stress and the adrenal glands. So very important to reduce your stress. And I don't know if our listeners know this, but stress is actually considered estrogenic.
I bet a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that for the longest time.
Right. And so, you know, getting in touch with how to keep your adrenal glands healthy, how to keep cortisol levels balanced, how to address stress, strategies to cope with stressful situations are very important. So always considering cortisol as part of a balance, as part of a healthy weight loss program. We talk about estrogen versus progesterone and how to balance out both of those, because a lot of women can be estrogen dominant, which means they have too much estrogen, or they're making too much of the type of estrogen called E3, which is estradiol. But a lot of women are also considered estrogen dominant, or men as well, because they have unopposed estrogen, which means it's not balanced out with other hormones such as progesterone and testosterone. Especially for females in the fitness industry, they have to be very careful because they have a lot of lean muscle mass, which would cause them to have elevated testosterone levels. And if you're not balancing that with proper blood sugar management, you can actually even start turning testosterone into excess estrogen as well. So a man can do this as well as the female body, and it's very important to learn how to balance that out. So in the course, we do discuss those hormones and how to keep them in check. What are antagonists and how to support the balance of those hormones. We also talk about leptin and ghrelin, which are very important. So balancing leptin levels is your hunger signaling hormone levels. And so we do not want anyone on a weight loss program to be on any type of calorie restrictive diet. As well, we do not want them to feel hungry all the time or unsatiated, because that sets them up for failure. And so one of the keys from a holistic perspective in weight loss is to start balancing leptin levels, and in turn balancing inflammatory markers, because the inflammatory markers are going to keep the body from hanging on to weight as well. And even though inflammation is not really from a hormone, it comes from the immune system, there are all different reasons why there would be inflammation in the human body.
Oh, I love talking about this stuff. No, I love it. And I love the fact that, I mean, I know someone who might be listening to this too, they might be thinking, oh my gosh, like this is all brand new to me and I have never heard any of this before. But honestly, in the program, I love the way you've set up these sections because you talk about it in a way that's so accessible to everybody and how people can start making changes like today without having to, you know what I mean, completely revamp their entire lives. Because like you said, your motto is always everything in moderation, even moderation.
Right, right. And you know, it's very important to, in the beginning, you know, this might not be your language, but it's just like learning another language. So a plumber speaks a language of plumbing. And if you have a plumber come into your house, he has to learn to break it down into lay people terms to make you understand what's going on with your plumbing. A mechanic speaks a language in mechanics. And my husband's a mechanic. And sometimes he says things, I'll ask him, oh, what was wrong with my car? Because he's up and under the hood. And he'll say words and language that I don't understand. And of course, I look at him with a blank stare and my eyes are blinking, going, I don't know what you just said. And he goes, well, in, you know, it's just this. And then I understand it. And so what we do in the course is we break it down into the very basic components and we compartmentalize it. So you don't have to be a practitioner. You don't have to have taken, you know, some huge holistic course like Laura and I have taken in order to, you know, have this knowledge.
Well, and that's where I think when it comes to anything to do, especially when it comes to health, knowledge is power. And the more that, and I see it so much more now that like fitness professionals, yoga instructors, natural practitioners, women who are, you know, everyday women who have never been involved in health or fitness, but just, you know what I mean? They love reading recipes and they love reading magazines. They're tired of the BS and they want to know how to make real changes that are, and not be on a constant, this constant diet treadmill cycle, which really is just doing more damage. And for me, I mean, I can attest to it. I was on it, you know, I was on it for years and my highest weight, I was almost 200 pounds. I did a fitness competition too, which completely put my hormones out of whack, which we're going to talk about hormones out of whack in a moment, but I didn't have my period. For the longest time afterwards, I suffered from extreme anxiety. Food was the enemy. Exercise was my punishment. You know what I mean? Like I was just in such a sick cycle until I started learning about holistic health and holistic weight loss and understanding how exercise, how to use exercise as more of medicine in a way, how to use food to nourish my body properly, how to keep my hormones in balance, how to keep my digestion in balance. Like all of these things changed my life. And I literally have never struggled with my weight since.
That's amazing. That's a great story. You know, and it's stories like that that are a testament to how holistic weight loss can actually work, and it can work for lasting, like long period of time, right? So, and it's just, you know, I don't like to use the word diet because a diet has a start and a finish. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I started my diet today. I finished my diet. We want to give you strategies and tools that last a lifetime and teach you how to eat properly for the rest of your life. And of course, there's going to be times where you fall off the wagon and you get back in. But as long as you have those tools, you don't, you're not left out in the middle of like the desert, you know, all by yourself wondering what to do next. And that's the thing, you know, and that's why from a holistic perspective, weight loss is more lasting and it's more permanent.
I think that was one of those things, and I know anyone who's listening who also is like a fitness professional or in the industry too, it is the hardest thing though to kind of not sell to people, but to get people on the wagon because we're still in this mindset of, you know, we want quick fixes, we want quick results. And I know it's easier to, if I told one of my clients, oh, don't eat that, because it's going to eventually, it's going to put your hormones out of whack. You're going to have high estrogen and you know what I mean? You're, this will kill you eventually. If I said that to them, they would probably be like, yeah, still eat it, because that's a reality that's so out of their current realm. But if I said to them, you know, don't eat that. If you eat that, it's going to make you fat. They would probably drop it in a second. You know what I mean? Like it's still this weird idea that we have around, we want this like quick fix. We want the pills that are going to do something. Then I was telling the story actually the other day. I was working at a trade show booth and next to me, and I know you do a lot of trade shows, so we meet a lot of interesting characters and a lot of...
Was I next to you that time?
No, it wasn't that time. I wish you were. It was, you know, we meet a lot of characters who sell a lot of weird products and crazy things. But this booth next to me was actually a laxative company booth. And their whole thing, it was at a women's show, but they weren't talking about constipation. Their marketing message was that they were talking about this will improve digestion to help you lose weight. And the lineup that this booth had, like, it was a laxative, which is so harsh on your digestion. It was a laxative. And the lineup for this booth, because it was talking about quick ways to lose weight, was insane. And I was trying to pull women out of the line, like, no, come talk to me. Like, I'll give you some natural fiber.
Oh my gosh. At the trade shows, you definitely see some interesting and questionable, you know, things for sure. Yes, you're going to lose weight on a laxative, but Lord have mercy, you're also going to have multiple nutritional deficiencies. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not a healthy weight loss.
No.
That's not a healthy weight loss. And it's all about staying healthy while you lose weight and, you know, balancing your hormones. Like, this is the way to properly do it.
So, okay, if you were someone who might be listening right now and they're wondering if their hormones are out of whack, or they've gained a lot of weight and they're thinking it could be hormonally based. Because we know there's, you know, you could be gaining weight for a lot of different reasons. But if they're wondering if, okay, I've gained a lot of weight, I think it might be my hormones. What are some signs or symptoms, maybe like three signs or symptoms that could be that to tell that their hormones are out of whack?
A lot of things. So, especially for females, I mean, we're so lucky that we menstruate, because our menstruation or our cycle is a barometer of what our hormones are doing, right? So you want to check how well your meat is cooked, you stick a thermometer in there. You want to check how well your hormones are doing, you got to take a look at your period. So, and I mean, we have this, you know, in sex ed since grade school, we have learned that periods should follow a 28 to 35 day cycle. You should ovulate on day 14. Of course, you should be within that range if you're ovulating or if you're menstruating before then or after then. If you have spotting, if you have menorrhagia, which is very heavy periods or bleeding in between, if you have dysmenorrhea, which is very painful periods, if you have giant clots, I mean, all of that is basically symptoms of your body speaking. And don't forget, symptoms are your body's language.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to talk to a deaf person, you have to learn sign language. So if you want to talk to your body, you have to learn the language of symptoms. And so for females, any type of menstrual irregularity or infertility, unexpected weight loss or weight gain, especially if you start losing your hair. Okay, so taking a look at that. Mood, depression, anxiety can be hormone related. I mean, there's many other reasons for depression, anxiety, but our mood has a lot to do with our hormones. And for any woman who suffers from any type of mood related PMS, they know that, you know, we can get a little bit psycho before our periods start, or weepy or crying or whatever. Okay. Extreme fatigue or insomnia. So sleep as well is another way to measure how your hormones are functioning. So if you can't fall asleep, that can be hormonal. If you can fall asleep, but you can't stay asleep, that also can be hormonal. So sleep is also another barometric reading, let's just say, about what hormones are doing.
Well, that was one thing for me that I knew when my, like, during this constant diet cycle I was on, I started having really bad night sweats. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, you know, I'd wake up in the middle of the night soaking wet. And a lot of times you've heard about night sweats, you know, when women are in menopause, but this was before I really got into holistic health. And I'm like, oh, I'm really sweaty at night. Like, I didn't put it together. And like you were saying, till I learned the language of my body and to be able to, I'm like, this is not right. Like, I should not be sweating like this at nighttime. So that was part of, you know, one of the things too, when I started looking into it, I'm like, whoa, like my cortisol levels were completely off, which again, like you were saying earlier, are what hold on to fat as well in the stress hormones. So,
right. And so what was your experience though in balancing your hormones, losing weight? What happened to sleep?
Oh, I sleep like a baby. And I know now too, if I am experiencing night sweats, then I'm like, oh, something is out of whack in my body. And right away I go into investigative mode. Because if I'm like, okay, why are my hormones out of whack? Or why am I stressed out? Or, you know, do I not have, because I'm very big in self-care too. So, you know, am I not doing things that are helping me relieve my stress? And because I'm so in tune with my body now, I know right away that I'm like,
okay. Oh yeah. I'm always like I even get like a little mark on my skin and I'm like, oh my gosh, what is
that? Yeah, exactly.
We can be our own worst enemies. Seriously.
Totally.
But you know, I love self-care because, you know, sometimes it's, you know, I don't understand how many trips it has saved me to the doctor's office, to the emergency room. You know, I remember I pinched a nerve and I was in so much pain and I went to the emergency room. This was a couple years ago and I waited there for 2 hours to even be seen by triage. I actually left. I went home and I hadn't even been seen by the triage nurse. And in front of me was a whole host of mothers with coughing, snotty children that were in the emergency room. So a cough is not an emergency. A cold is not an emergency, but these parents didn't have the tools, unfortunately, to outside of conventional medicine and a cough syrup and, you know, yada, 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 to basically strategize around what was going on with their child. And I went home and I was like, I was very discouraged because I needed some type of x-ray or ultrasound. I needed to figure out what was going on with my back because my entire right side seized up. But, you know, I was so thankful that I know how to self-care with my children. And of course, there's a time and a place for a doctor, but very often, you know, almost always I've been able to resolve, you know, a cough, a cold. And so, you know, self-care is very important, very important. You know, it's something that I do encourage.
Well, and that's where, I mean, like you said, we're not saying, you know, obviously that all doctors are bad or you should just go completely, you know, in a self-care way, but it's like I always believe, and I know that you believe too, that our system now, it just deals with the symptoms. We don't ever deal with prevention. We don't educate on prevention or strategies on how to not even get to the point where you are, you know, obese or emotionally eating or whatever it is. You know, we just deal with the symptom. And then usually that is an antibiotic, an antidepressant or something just to...
Oh yeah. An antiviral or, you know, and, you know, parents feel better when they leave with a prescription for their child.
Yeah.
You know, oh, I've been giving them Tylenol. Well, did anyone tell you that that fever is actually fighting the virus or the bacteria or the flu? You know, why would you suppress it? Let's use it. So anyway, that was my recent experience with like self-care, but I just had a few other signs and symptoms of hormone balance that I wanted to go over. Yeah. So sex drive is very important.
Oh, I love that you say that because I think it's one of the most under talked about things.
Right. Well, no one wants to admit that they don't want to have sex. And I mean, of course there are times where, you know, you're tired and you've had a hard day and the last thing you want is to, you know, start looking nice and someone bothering
you. You're getting into a pretzel. You're like, no, not today.
Exactly.
No.
But, you know, it is very important to have a libido. And so, you know, some women just absolutely don't even want to even consider it in any way, shape, or form. And of course, that drives a wedge in your relationship, you know, especially for a man. This is the way they show that they're intimate and that they love you. And if a woman's hormones are off or a man's hormones are off, then they really have no interest. And you should have an interest. So healthy sex drive and healthy libido are very important. Of course, we talked about hair already. So hair loss or hair thinning. And this could be eyebrows. It can get to the point where even the eyelashes are falling out. But the moment that you start losing handfuls of hair, that should tell you that something's going on. So there's only a couple reasons why you lose hair. The main reason is hormones. Very low iron could cause you to lose hair as well. And even at my Christmas party on the weekend, I just saw my cousin. I have 25 first cousins.
Oh my gosh.
So we have to rent a hall. And, you know, very often, as busy as I am with four children, I see these cousins, you know, twice a year at my family picnic, at my family dinner. And one of my cousins, she looked great. She'd lost a lot of weight and, you know, she has a really beautiful figure. But she sat down, started talking to me, and she says, "Why am I losing hair by the handfuls?" Well, so my question to myself was this a healthy weight loss or was it a stressful weight loss? Yeah. So we all know the answer to that, even just during this conversation, hearing what we hear. Digestive issues and also changes in appetite, right? So if you are becoming very voracious or if you feel like you don't have an appetite, you know, you've heard of those people who can't not eat, so they cannot eat breakfast and they actually finally don't even feel hungry or get a hunger signal until like lunch, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, sometimes 2 o'clock. That's definitely an imbalance in hormones, like hunger signaling hormones, not just sex hormones as well.
It's interesting though, because I find even for me, I try to really eat intuitively a lot too, and I listen to my body. So if my body doesn't feel hungry, I'm like, I'm not going to force myself to eat. Because I also, you know, and I've talked about this a lot in the podcast, I battled with an eating disorder with bulimia for 15 years. So I've always had a very bad relationship with food and my body. So that was one thing that for me, I really wanted to, you know, not force feed myself or not just kind of go with how I was feeling. But there was times, especially I found when I started eating higher fat, that I can go for so long without eating.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Again, it's not that calorie thing. This is fat satiates you.
Totally. And also without the, you know, blood sugar management is something we'll talk about in the course too, but without riding that blood sugar roller coaster that, you know, a high carb diet will get you on, then my cravings completely subsided and I found that I can go for a longer time. So that's one thing that I'm like, you know, when we talk about not having the hunger signals, I'm like, ooh, are my hormones out of whack as well? Like, because I literally would go for tonight and not eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon and not feel hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I love fat.
I love fat too. Avocados are like my best friend.
It can be.
But you know what I love to say too, to anyone who's listening, like if you saw, Jen, you don't mind saying how old you are.
No, I'm 44 and I'm proud of it. I got ID'd recently, taking my son to a concert.
Let me tell you guys, she's 44, literally the most beautiful skin I have ever seen, has 4 children and looks 26. Like, I'm not joking. And this again is from taking care of yourself, balancing hormones, eating real food, you know what I mean? Sleeping, like all the holistic approach, unless you are getting Botox and not telling me.
No botulism being injected into this body. Of course, I do use a little bit of makeup and foundation and things like that. But I actually, in my early 30s, before I started, really working on myself, because I did a lot of nutrition stuff for my kids, but I ignored myself. And again, this is very important, is I always, especially for mothers, I tell mothers they need to fill the pot. You can't just keep emptying it. You got to put some stuff in it, right? So taking care of the woman or the matriarch of the household is very important. And I started doing some stuff for myself. I actually feel younger than I did in my 30s before I really started working on myself. And I feel like I look better. Like, you know, I had severe adrenal fatigue, which we do talk about in the course, and we talk about strategies to support the adrenals. I was very angry all the time. I was very moody. I would cry at the drop of a hat. I was gaining weight and I couldn't understand why. And it was all, again, stress related and not supporting my hormonal system and my organ systems. My period started to go a little bit wonky. So again, there's that barometer. At the time, I wasn't a practitioner, so I didn't know what was going on. And I've done a lot of work on myself from that time, and I feel like it's really paid off.
Well, and that's where, I mean, talking about, and I'm so excited in the course that we talk a lot about adrenal fatigue, because I think so many people have it and they don't realize. And the next thing you know, they're gaining the weight, then they go on another conventional diet, which usually is not nourishing their body, eating packaged processed crap that is causing more havoc, and then which is causing more adrenal fatigue. And again, you're on this like hamster wheel and you can't get off it. And
yep.
And I mean, you're living proof. Like that's, I mean, everyone has a different experience, right? Because we're all, that's one thing that I love about this program too, is that we really talk about the individual, and we're all so different and beautiful and unique, and our bodies respond in different ways. And it's learning how to start to understand your body and also your client's body. Like if you're someone who is, you know, if you're already a fitness professional or a practitioner, it's really starting to know how to understand other people's bodies too, because there's so many things that feed into these issues that we have, and we just try to pinpoint them on one thing. Like it's just like, oh, I eat too much. It's like, no, it's probably not that. You're a human being, you're doing good, you're doing the best you can, but you just don't know what's wrong and you don't know how to fix it.
Right. You know, and a lot of people, like I've seen this because I am a weight loss coach myself, and I've been in practice for 9 years, where they're coming in and their diets are pristine. There's absolutely no reason. I've even said this to clients. I'm like, you're looking at your 1 week diet diary. You should be a skinny bitch.
Yeah.
And they agree. They're like, you know, I eat better than all my friends. I have salad every day. And again, it's coming down to hormones, right? There was something in the past. It's the stress that went unsupported. The body went unsupported. Certain glandular systems went unsupported, and despite their best efforts and their diet, you know, it basically caught up to them, and there's no reason why. So in those cases, then I do a hormone panel test kit, and we look at estrogen levels, progesterone levels, cortisol levels, and testosterone levels, and the ratio of estrogen, progesterone, and then we really figure out what's going on from that point. And you know, when I see a diet that's pristine like that, and I see these people, and some of them are 250, 300 pounds, and they can't understand why, it's because no one's offered them any directive or put them in the right direction. And it's our job to steer our clients in the right direction.
Well, and that's where I get fired up about this stuff. And that's why, I mean, I'm in the fitness industry. That's the industry I'm in. And I feel like sometimes, you know, I'm kind of like a bit of a black sheep because I get so pissed off with it, because they're the ones who are feeding. And there's a lot of great companies out there. I'm not saying everyone, but they're feeding this bullshit idea that, you know, there is these quick fixes, or, you know, like, you've got to work out like a dog, which is just, again, putting more stress on your hormones. And they're not giving real life solutions, and they're doing more damage than good. And it scares me, but it pisses me off more than that. So that's why I love having conversations like this, because if one person listening is like, whoa, that's me, I'm, you know what I mean? And they can make a change, then it's worth it.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're out here for. I spend every day of my life helping people and steering them in the right direction. And that's really all that we want. If you help one person every single day, you know, slowly, they can help their friends. And we just spread the word that holistic health works, you know. And this, it might not be right for everyone. Some people are going to look to do Weight Watchers. And, you know, again, we have to meet our clients where they're at. Some people are going to be on the Bernstein diet. They're going to try it and they're going to fail. It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, I have never seen anyone who's done the Bernstein diet and had lasting weight loss.
No, me neither. I know three people, and both of them have been up and down 100 pounds, three times.
So think about what that does to the hormone systems in the body. And again, we want to offer our clients long-term strategies so that they can make the changes necessary. You know, it's all about empowerment. It's all about education. It's all about teaching them and, of course, helping them along the way. If they need a meal plan, we'll provide them with a meal plan. If they need weekly help from us, we provide them with weekly help. So each, you know, the program should be individualized and tailored to your client.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And that's where I think as well, it comes into, you know, also letting go of this like aesthetic obsession that we have, that like we won't be happy until we look a certain way. Because once you get your body in balance, your body, you know, might not have a six pack. Most people will never have a six pack. And I talk on the podcast a lot about how I used to have this obsession with having a six pack forever. And I thought it was like the holy grail of my happiness. That if I got the six pack, everything in my life would make me happy. And, I got the six pack and realized that that was a load of crap. I wasn't any happier than I was before. And I was hungry. I had hormonal issues and all this other stuff. But, you know, I think it's a lot too of really kind of coming to peace with food and making your body your friend. Like it sounds, for some people that might sound really hokey, but it is such a, once you can befriend your body, it's such a healing place to be from. And that it just makes everything so much easier.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you 100%. You know, you always want to be friends with yourself first before you can be friends with anyone else. Right? So you have to be your own best friend. And most, that way you can learn to be a best friend to other people. And so having a good outlook, a good attitude when coming into this is going to set you up for success. I agree with that.
And that's where, I mean, this leads me to my next question for you then. So what would be your top three ways right now that somebody listening could do to, you know, help get on the path, getting their hormones happy for weight loss or for weight management, or just even for overall hormonal balance?
Well, first off, ditch the carbs, especially the refined carbs. So we want all the carbohydrates to come from very complex sources. I mean, if you look up a good list of complex carbohydrates do you have a blog post about that?
I believe we do. We have so many of them, but just even to give a couple of examples of complex carbs.
Well, so like squash or sweet potato, or so basically ditch the white, you know, wild rice instead of white rice. Keeping your carbs to about 50 grams maximum a day. So you want a high fat, low carbohydrate diet. So that would be my second recommendation, is don't be afraid of the fat. Really hop on the fat bandwagon. So don't be afraid of butter. Don't be afraid of, you know, bacon grease. And
some people just actually jumped out of their chairs right now being like, yes, I love her.
Yes, I know. I know. Listen, if you're going to cook with high heat, bacon fat and coconut oil, and I mean, our ancestors used tallow rendered from the kidneys, and they also used a lot of duck fat and things like that. Don't be afraid of the fat. Again, yes, fat is a higher calories, but fat powers the hormones. It balances leptin, which is your hunger signaling hormone, and it causes you to become mildly ketogenic, which is where you can actually burn the bad type of fat and build lean muscle. And of course, this is really good for sports and fitness. It'll increase your productivity, your energy, and your ability to do high intensity workouts as well. So it's more sustainable. So high fat, low carb. And the third thing would be to reduce the stress. So learn what works for you. For some people, that could be meditation. It could be journaling. You know, for you, it could be exercise. And again, you don't have to do, you know, an hour spin class. This could be some gentle stretching. It could be some weights. It could be a nice Pilates course. It could be, what was the one that's offered on Fit Chicks Academy? The one for $119?
Oh, our Fit Chicks boot camp.
Right. So it could be a boot camp, you know, and get up and moving, because a sedentary lifestyle is a stressful lifestyle. And they're now, the World Health Organization is recognizing that sitting is the new smoking.
I know.
It's that bad for you.
I read that and I was literally like, I believe it. I was just, oh my gosh. But it's so true. Like, how often, unless you are someone who is conscious of movement, really, you could be sitting all day and not even notice.
Right.
Like, we get up, sit in our car, drive to work, sit at our desk, get back in the car, drive home, sit on the couch, go to bed. Like, unless you're conscious of making sure you are moving. And that's why I think it's so important more than ever to have more activity coaches, more fitness professionals, and more just women in general. Cause I mean, obviously I cater mostly to women. Like my business caters to women, but I also think that, you know, women, we're the center of the household, and we, the most important work we'll ever do is in our homes. So it's an example for our partners and for our kids, and yeah, like, be that activity coach for your family, even if you don't ever want to teach clients, you know. I just think everyone needs this knowledge. I think it's so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this could be for the, you know, it doesn't have to be for a practitioner. We didn't gear the course towards that. We geared the course to anyone. I mean, even, you know, a healthy weight loss coach could be someone who's done it themselves and they want to help other people. But again, they know that what they're offering might not be right for someone else, right? So again, from a holistic approach, learning how to tailor it to, you know, working with somebody else. And I mean, weight loss is a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all want to look good. We all want to feel good, but you have to come at it from the right way, and you have to do it, you know, you have to do the right protocol for the client. Has to, again, working with your client, what their needs are.
Well, that's why I wanted to even create this course, because, you know, I'm a lifelong learner, as are you. And I believe in, you know, constantly working on my craft and mastering my craft and just being the best, fitness professional and practitioner I can be. And there is no courses out there that talk about this. There is no courses that fitness professionals can take that talk about holistic weight loss. And that's what most of your people's clients are going to them for, is they want to lose weight or they want to build muscle. And same thing though, if you don't have hormonal balance, you're not building muscle. If you don't have, you know, good digestive health, you're not building muscle. Like, it all goes hand in hand. So
absolutely.
And it's the same thing with just even everyday women looking to get more information on how to maintain, you know, maintain healthy weight or lose weight. Their options are pretty much all weight loss programs that are geared towards calorie cutting. And it's just causing so many more issues. And then you're just on that diet cycle. You're on that roller coaster. And that's why, as soon as I thought about writing this course, I'm like, I wanted you to be teaching. I knew exactly. I was like, oh my gosh, I need my chicks to hear from Jen, because what you talk about changed my life when you taught me about hormones, when you talked about symptomatology and how to be able to listen to your body and know what's going on from the signs and symptoms. Like, it changed my life, and I know it's going to do so much for so many other people.
Right, right. And that's good. And again, that's empowerment. You know, you learned about it and you realized that this is where you need to work on or shift your focus, and it worked for you.
Yeah.
Right. So people have to do what resonates with them, but a lot of people don't know where to get started.
No. Or they've been told so many lies for so many years that it's, you know, it's harder to, for a lot of times it's harder to open up your mind to a new way of thinking. But the reality is, if you're listening to this and what you've been doing is not working, then it's time to try something new. You know what I mean? Like, it's time to open up to a different way of thinking, because a lot of times, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. And like, exactly. How many people still do that? You know, they've gone on the Weight Watchers 50 times and lost and gained the weight. They've done the Bernstein 50 times, lost and gained the weight. Like,
but that is, and that's the thing, that is the absolute worst. And, you know, Albert Einstein hit the nail on the head when he said, the definition of insanity is doing it over and over again and expecting different results. You cannot go on and off. And again, reiterating, giving them the tools for lasting weight loss, for the lifestyle change.
Yeah. And I mean, even so, you gave some really great ways that someone listening who could right now, you know, focusing more on getting those refined carbohydrates out, eating the complex carbohydrates, going higher in the healthy fats, managing stress. What in terms of food though, like if there are three go-to foods or herbs, because that's one thing I found when I started to really start to understand a lot too of herbs too, that really helped with to support my body. What are some that could help with hormonal balance?
Okay. So foods, any of the brassica or cruciferous vegetables. So this is the family of vegetables that's very high in sulfur and indoles. And those are your broccolis, your cauliflowers, Brussels sprouts, kale, collard, chard, radish, mustards. So anything that has that really, or onions, garlic, that really sulfur base, and the cruciferous are very high in indoles. So those are very important for hormone balance. They run the liver pathways that gets rid of excess estrogen. Secondly, 2 tablespoons of ground flax a day. Ground flax contains a high amount of lignans, which is a chemical component that has estrus or phytoestrogenic activity, but it's also very high in fiber, and it's also very high in omega-3 fat. So doing, I do prefer if the client or the practitioner grinds their own.
Yeah, I talk about that too.
Right. Rather than getting the pre-ground, if you do choose to buy the pre-ground, make sure it's in a nice airtight container and you keep it in the fridge or freezer. So very important to keep it safe and healthy. And then one more food that is good for hormone balance is a protein. So making sure you're getting a nice, clean source of protein. We know that if women don't eat enough protein, they don't make enough of a chemical called sex hormone binding globulin, which actually helps the hormones get transported throughout the body. And this would be like missing the bus. So you miss the bus, you have no way there. And if you don't have sex hormone binding globulin, you have no way to get to where you need to go in the body. So we also know that women who do not get enough protein, so that's very important as well. So the diet should be high fat, moderate protein, low carbohydrate. So those are my 3 main dietary recommendations. And then herbal recommendations, the number one for hormone balance would be, again, some GLA. So that is a form of omega-6 fat that comes from borage or evening primrose oil. Now that's not an herb, it is a nutrient, but herbal-wise, if you wanted to do something called chaste tree berry, which is a vitex. And vitex is very good for estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone balance. And then another herb would be one that would support the adrenals. So that could be rhodiola. Those are adaptogenic type herbs that adapt your body to the stress response. Eleuthero is another one. Ashwagandha. So there's many herbs that have adaptogenic qualities, cordyceps, but that's not an herb, it's more mushroom. And these are very good to help balance the stress response and balance out cortisol levels and just support that stress response.
And the thing I love too is all the things that you just said, especially the last ones, the adaptogens. Now they're all so much more readily available. Like someone might be listening to this and think, oh, where, what the heck are those? Like, where am I going to find this other than like a hippie store in the middle of nowhere? But they're actually now.
That's the way it used to be.
Totally. It was like, you know, back alley deals to get your rhodiola. But now it's like you literally can get them at places like, you know, your grocery store in the natural section. Obviously you want to be careful as to what type of brand you are getting because some are just junk, but But those are all, you know, if you look next time, whoever's listening, and you look for rhodiola, you're going to see it in your local grocery store in the vitamin section.
Mm-hmm. So well, yeah. So a lot of these companies now have been bought by like a pharmaceutical or a corporate conglomerate. So like Clorox owns some and Colgate-Palmolive owns a couple of companies. So now these, some of these supplements are readily available, you know, some of them at Walmart. That's why Walmart picked up like Burt's Bees as an example. So you can find these readily available, you know, and if not, if you live in a place where you don't have a really nice big grocery chain, then order online. There's yeah. so many websites where you can, you know, purchase online supplements. And I know a lot of my clients will go online. I don't recommend buying supplements off of like eBay or Amazon. Only because they cannot guarantee that the seller is actually selling that quality of the brand.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was an article a few years back where Amazon was saying, listen, you know, we have sellers that are selling these natural health products, and then they're not working for the client, so the client's sending it back, and the company is offering a refund, not the seller. And the company's realizing that what the person bought was not actually, like, the bottle was same, the label was the same, but the supplement wasn't what it was. Yeah, so be careful just buying from, you know, third-party sellers like that. Buy direct from, you know, like a website like iHerb or National Nutrition or, like, you know, like actual online health food stores.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of them too that also offer, you know, free shipping. So it ends up being and a lot better prices than if you go to the store, if you order them online. So
oh, absolutely.
I know for a lot of people when you start getting into more of holistic health and focusing more on what you're putting in your body, that kind of it is expensive or it does seem expensive until you kind of get that mindset shift of like, you know, obviously these are things that are going to support your body, and then you might be giving up other things that are going to free up income for those things.
Yeah.
Because I think too, you know, obviously we always want to make things cost effective, and I'm a frugal fit chick, I always say, so I try to always give my tips of how to get things at the cheapest way possible, but not having to sacrifice quality, so.
That's right, and you don't have to break the bank, you know, so, you know, again, just you're just offering some support, and you know, you can do this with food, but sometimes some people need a bit more help.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's where the hard thing too is now also, with our food too, is that, you know, it's not being made at the same quality as it used to be. So the nutrition we're actually getting from our food, a lot of times we do need supplements, especially in Canada. Where we're right now, I'm buried in snow.
Oh, yes. I'm buried in snow, too. And, you know, I always tell people in North America, Dr. Robert Marshall said it best, when we make great cars, but we make really crappy food. So, you know, we've paved the way for monoculture and importing food that's less quality than the body needs and less quality than our ancestors used to make. And, you know, we have more toxicity in our day than ever before. I mean, my grandmother died last year at the ripe old age of 99.
Oh, and wow.
Yeah. So, you know, in the early 1900s when she was born, October that just passed would have been her 100th birthday.
Oh,
October 28th. But back when she was born, they didn't have the chemicals. They didn't spray. They didn't have genetically modified. The milkman came and brought milk every day. And, you know, so it's just these modern day practices that have depleted our own personal nutritional resources out of our body. And the thing is, we're exposed to so much chemistry on a day-to-day basis and toxicity that we need more resources, but the resources aren't there.
Well, and that's where, I mean, I know that we've talked about it, but do you believe, and this is kind of what leading up to one of our last questions, but Is that something that you personally use to balance your health, like using supplementation on an ongoing basis, or do you just use it seasonally or to supplement
your diet? Our listeners would, they would shake their head at the barrage of pills that I take on a daily basis. You know, multivitamins, stress support, B vitamins. I take herbs and some liver cleanse and, oh, all sorts of things. And then I actually will go, like this year I've done a gallbladder cleanse and I did that for 8 weeks. And health-wise, when I look around, and so last year, two people that I went to school with, so they're the exact same age as me, they were part of my graduating class, I knew both of them, two of them died.
Oh my gosh.
Very suddenly. And you know, when you look around and you start seeing people your age dropping like flies, and even friends of yours who are sick and they're medicated, and two people that I know have been struck by stroke, you know, I think it's worth it. You know, some days I wake up and I look at my supplements and I'm like, what the heck am I taking all this for? And, you know, then I open my eyes and I'm conscious of my surroundings and I look around and I see, you know, neighbors of mine that are missing body parts because of cancer, and all of the afflictions that people that I know are suffering from, I feel like I'm on the right path.
Yeah.
And it makes it all worthwhile. And, you know, doing what I do, I mean, I'm a clinical nutritionist and a natural health practitioner, and working day in and day out with people who are referred to me because of illnesses and sicknesses. And I mean, I work with cancer because I'm a holistic cancer practitioner. And I work with chronic and degenerative diseases, you know, people referring family members and whatnot to me. It really makes you really want to, again, fill the bucket. Make sure that you're taking good care of yourself so that you can continue your work. And I, you know, I tell mothers and parents of children the same thing. Take care of yourself so that you can continue to take care of business.
I love that. I love that. That's one of the reasons why I love you. I love your entire approach. I love the way that you focus not only on the science behind everything, but also on the emotion, and you make everything so accessible and doable. So that leads me to my last question. If you could give one piece of life advice to our listeners, could be about hormones, it could be about weight loss or not, that would help them live a fiercer, happier, healthier life, what would it be?
One piece of life advice.
I'm putting you on the Oprah moment.
Wow.
What's your Oprah
moment? This is different. My mantra on day to day is everything in moderation, even moderation. So don't be militant, but again, you know, be mindful. Is basically what I try to teach my clients, as well as what I try to teach my family. And that way you're not making yourself crazy or upset by being, you know, trying to be a perfectionist, doing, you know, whether it be weight loss, whether it be for health, whether it be for work, whether it be, you know, you can take this and translate it to any part of your life. And, you know, that would make you miserable, but also being mindful in the sense where, you know, you want to be open to change. You want to keep your eyes open and, you know, keep your mind and your spirit open for things around you. Keep learning and keep growing, and, you know, don't be stubborn in some way, because that can make you miserable as well. And I find that when you live that way, again, using that 80-20 rule, or for some people it could be 90-10, whatever works for you. You're a happier person. You really are.
It's so true. I always love the quote too, take the path of least resistance. And when you start recognizing how much we resist, and that could be in the form of stubbornness, how much, you know, we resist change. We resist love. We resist health. I mean, we think we're doing the opposite. Once you stop resisting and you start embracing, it changes the game so much.
It does. It does. Again, that's good advice too. I like that.
Yeah. So, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I'm so excited. We're going to do another one soon. And for anyone who's listening, again, this is Jen. I'm going to say your last name, Papa Constantino. I have it written out in front of me. I have to say out the letters. And Jen is one of the instructors with FitChicks Academy. We are going to be teaching together our upcoming course, Natural Weight Loss Coach. Jen's going to be teaching all about the hormone section, digestion, food intolerances, and inflammation. And I'm going to be talking about how to support with exercise, blood sugar management, mindset shifting, also how to actually coach. It's going to be it's an 8-week online program. It is going to be absolutely amazing. And if you want more information, you can always hop on over to fitchicksacademy.com, and we would love to chat with you more.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Jen. And hopefully we will see you all soon. Bye.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.